Today's reading comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 25. I believe that the present suffering is nothing compared to the coming glory that is going to be revealed to us. The whole creation waits breathless with anticipation for the revelation of God's children. Creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice. It was the choice of the one who subjected it. But in the hope that the creation itself will be set free from slavery to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of God's children, we know that the whole creation is groaning together and suffering labor pains up until now. And it's not only the creation. We ourselves who have the Spirit as the first crop of the harvest also groan inside as we wait to be adopted and for our bodies to be set free. We were saved in hope. If we see what we hope for, that isn't hope. Who hopes for what they already see? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it with patience. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Well, good morning, everyone. It is my privilege to be with you this morning. This shot, for those of you who will be a part of the course for the next 6 weeks, this is the shot that you will see. This is the background. This is my cave that I am shipped off to every day. It's really a pleasure to be here with you this morning. And as we gather this morning, we gather with millions of people, millions of Christ followers across the globe, millions who will be opening up the scripture and listening to some preacher clumsily try to explain what the heck the Trinity is. So I will be doing very little of that, but I want to leave you with these. I want to start off with these ideas. God the Creator loves all that God has created. God the Liberator is liberating all that God has created. And God the Sustainer is sustaining us to bring good news to all that God has created. That's it. That's the sermon. That's the whole sermon. I have more things to say, but that's the sermon. That's it. But let me start at the beginning here. God the Creator loves all that God has created. I'm struggling with that particular idea this week because I am in Baltimore, Maryland. And if you're not aware that for many of us below the Mason-Dixon line, we are dealing with brood X cicadas. Cicadas that come out of the ground once every 17 years. And they are, friends, let me tell you, on everything. They're on everything. There are thousands of cicadas around my house. They are weighing down my flower bushes. They are on my car tires. They are everywhere I go outside of the house. I cannot step out of my door without cicadas falling on me and me stepping on them. And the sound outside, the constant sound outside, is like a car alarm going off 24/7. And yet, in this 17-year happening, what happens is that these thousands, literally thousands, of little creatures come out of the ground and they aerate the soil, making the soil far more fertile than it would be before they come out. They're providing food for countless other animals. I have seen birds in my garden that I have never seen before coming and making snacks of cicadas that are on my garden, which I am very grateful for. Their shells, which they leave, again, everywhere, are decaying throughout the yard, and they're adding needed fertility to the soil. So in the midst of what feels like the living nightmare of being surrounded by cicadas 24/7, we see that God is at work, actually bringing new life through this living nightmare. God loves all that God has created. Everything God has made has been made with purpose. And in that, we as the church have often lost sight that everything that God created is a thing that God loved. I grew up in an evangelical church where the idea that comes from Genesis, the idea that God has given us dominion over the earth, that means that we have complete and total control, where we can just subject things and extract things and take things and rule over things. But that dominion language, that dominion, that the word that's used in the Hebrew, is more like stewardship. It's not like lording over. It's more like care. In fact, the great theologian Ellen Davis wrote this fantastic book called Scripture, Culture, and Agriculture. And she talks about God's initial commands to the first people, to the English translations we often have are to keep and to till the earth. But the actual the translation she says that's actually more accurate is that our call from the beginning of time is to observe and to protect. To observe and protect. And I think protecting, it's an easy thing to wrap our minds around the idea of protecting, but to observe, to watch the things that happen, even when those things are thousands and thousands of cicadas, and sit back in awe. That's part of our job, is to sit back in awe of the world that God has created, because in that awe, we find our right place in it. So God the Creator loves all that God has created, and God the Redeemer, God the Liberator, is liberating all that God has created. The scripture that was just read was a scripture that I came upon when I was in seminary. I went to San Francisco Theological Seminary and was part of the Graduate Theological Union. The Franciscan school there had a class on social justice, so I was learning about Catholic social justice teachings. And I came across this passage in Romans 8. And it was actually a part of an Easter, liturgy. And seeing this passage, seeing that creation is groaning and creation is waiting for the children of God to be revealed, it forced a question upon me. And that question is one that I didn't realize at the time, but one that has now really shaped the direction of my life. And that question is simply, what if the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is not simply for the benefit of humanity? What if the life, death, resurrection of Jesus Christ is for the benefit of our non-human co-inhabitors of this planet? What if the life, death, and resurrection is for the benefit of all of creation? And see, if God is redeeming, if God is liberating, then that liberating work, and I'm at the heart of what I believe, is that the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ is the restoration of relationship. It's the restoration of our relationship to God. It's the restoration of our relationship to one another. And now, if we add it in this framework, it's the restoration of our relationship to the created order. I host a podcast, a Food and Faith podcast. It's called the Food and Faith Podcast because we name things what they are. In one of our recent episodes, we talked to my friend John, who is a farmer in Pittsburgh, an urban farmer in Pittsburgh. And he said something that was incredibly obvious once I saw it, but something that I'd been missing throughout all of my years of being in church and listening to scripture. he talked about the creation story. And in the creation story, God creates the heavens and the earth, and God calls them good. God creates the skies, calls them good. God creates the moon and the sun and the stars, calls them good. God creates the plants and calls them good. God creates the birds and the fish and every creeping animal, and God calls them good. Yes, even the cicadas. And then God creates humanity. And what we have always understood in that process, what I've always heard in that process is God creates humanity and God says that, humanity, and now it's very good. And in our let's call it what it is, narcissism, we say, oh yes, the very good part is us. But when you actually look at the passage in Genesis 1, God looks at everything that God has created and says, this is very good. It's us in right relationship with the created order. That's the very good part. It's us in right creation, in right relationship with the birds and the animals and the waterways and the land. It's us in right relationship. That's the very good part. Not just us, but us being in right relationship. So what brought me to this place? What brought me to this work that I'm doing now, where I'm focusing on creation and I'm focusing a lot on food? About 9 years ago, I went through the beginning of what became a fairly self-destructive cycle of life. And over the next couple of years, that self-destructive cycle of life was a thing that cost me my work and it cost me my family. I went through a really hard divorce. And I came out here and lived with a friend. And one of the things that that friend did for me was they gave me space to garden. And in that space to garden, I began the process of healing. I began the process of seeing myself in right relationship with creation, of having my hand in the dirt, of understanding cycles of life and death. And that became very healing for me. That became very healing for me to see myself as part of God's creation. But in this thing, gardening, that was this very therapeutic, very personal thing, I started to get more serious about it and plant more and have more conversations with people who were doing this kind of work. And everything that I was reading and everything that I was learning, I found that there was a justice component to all of these things that I cared about. And that every justice issue that I cared about had some aspect of it that dealt with food. So the environment, obviously, there's an obvious connection between the environment and ecology and the ways that we produce food. But there's also a racial history as to who has produced food in this country, who has been displaced from land to produce food in this country, who has been had access to land, who has owned the land, who has done the growing, who has done the work. And then there's even issues of patriarchy and you think about issues of sexism and homophobia and all of those issues that had to do with who controls land, who owns land. And it started to connect the dots of like all of these things that I really cared about had food components to it. And that's where it brought me to this work of really seeing where the church needs to be thinking about and talking about issues around food more often, because food is woven all throughout our scripture. So God the Creator loves all that God has created. God the Liberator is liberating all that God has created. And God the Sustainer is sustaining us to bring good news to all that God has created. Now, I almost hesitate to say this, but I don't preach very often. I am not a week in, week out preacher. I preach on occasion when my friends invite me to preach and fill in for them. almost every Sunday that I have preached this year, there has been a mass shooting the week previous. Almost every Sunday. And so I've thought about, how does that connect to the work that I am doing around race and food and justice? And I think about it this way, that God is equipping us for the work of bringing good news to all creation. And that is reconciling people's lives to each other. That is doing the work of reconciling people to each other across race, across economics, across all of the religious divisions that exist, across all of the divisions that we artificially manufacture for ourselves, to begin to see ourselves as belonging to each other, to begin to see ourselves as one and interconnected with each other. That is the beginning of where violence ends. And frankly, until we do the work of boldly proclaiming that we belong to each other and that the lives of our neighbors matter to each other, we are going to continue to see these things over and over and over again. And that's true in our relationships with people. That's true in our relationship with creation. That until we acknowledge that we are not outside of creation watching, but we are actually a part of creation, that it's us in right relationship with the other created things, that is very good. Until we start to do that work of healing those relationships, people to people and people to creation, we're going to continue to see the kind of violence in this world that breaks our hearts week in and week out. Friends, the work that I have been doing in the last couple of years has been work around food. And I love to do work around food because everyone has to eat. It's unifying. It brings us all together. And at the same time, it allows us to celebrate our differences. It allows us to celebrate our culture. It allows us to celebrate the richness of the creation that God has made, even within ourselves. But food is the primary way that we interact with God's creation. It's the primary way that we interact with the plants, the animals, with the sunshine, with the water. It's the primary way that we think of our stewardship and our care for and protection of creation. It starts with food. It starts with the ways that creation nourishes us and the ways that we give back to nourishing creation. So for those of you who will be joining us for the next 7 weeks, I invite you to think about the ways that food has touched on your life, has shaped you, has been a part of your culture, has been a part of your shaping and a part of who you are. And I invite you to bring all of that to these discussions that we're going to be having over the next 6 weeks and thinking about what God might be calling us to in the work of sustaining and bringing good news to all of the created order, in the process of bringing hope and healing to all that God has created, so that we might once again get back to that space that is very good. Won't you pray with me? Creating, liberating, and sustaining God, we give you thanks for this world that you have created, this big, beautiful, amazing, miraculous world that is filled with wonders, that is filled with oddities, that is filled with all of the things that we need to have a good life, if we're willing to live our lives with an open hand and not with a closed fist. God, strengthen us to do the work of healing our relationship with each other and healing our relationship with the world that you've created, because you've called us to be a part of it, sustaining, protecting, observing all that you have created, all of which that you love. May we see our role, our proper role of being those pieces of creation that you've called us to be, that we might live in a harmonious joy with those around us and with all that you have created out of your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.